Dear all, after discussing the provisions contained in the topic of judgment, I would now like to elaborate on the case law. The name of the case is Ajay Pandit alias Jagdish Dayabhai Patel versus State of Maharashtra. I would request all of you to read the facts on your own, and I would like to concentrate on the law point. And here I go. Now, notwithstanding the facts of the case, the procedure which the High Court followed in giving death sentence has been the subject matter of question before the Supreme Court. Now, as the law mandates under Section 235, Subsection 2 CRPC, it says that the accused has to be necessarily heard before inflicting sentence upon him. Now, what the High Court did while issuing show cause notice to the accused in this case was that show cause notice was issued to the accused as to ask only why his sentence of life imprisonment be not converted into death sentence in the given facts. When accused was brought before the High Court had made an inquiry from the accused, but the response of the accused was only in the context which was not as a reply to show cause notice, but as to his own innocence or as to the involvement or implication of some other person. The High Court did not inquire, mind it, I repeat, the High Court did not inquire from the accused as to what was his social or economic background, psychological or mental makeup when he committed the offence. The High Court did not make an attempt to at least explain to the convict that what was the purpose of issuance of show cause to him. The purpose, as it is very apparent, had the most serious repercussion of taking away the life of the convict. Convicts should have been informed that it is a matter of life and death. Therefore, the purpose of giving him an opportunity to be heard was to evince from him some facts or circumstances as related to his lifestyle in the context of his having committed the crime. It is only upon him telling the court something which only he knew was to convince the High Court that the show cause be dropped and his sentence of life should not be interfered with. It was this procedure, mind it, which procedure? That something which the High Court got to know only from the accused, that the High Court interfered with the life imprisonment to death. It was this procedure which the High Court found fault with while setting aside the judgment of the Bombay High Court. So it has to be kept necessarily in mind that lip service is not to be given to the procedure given under Section 235, Subsection 2. When it says that we have to hear the accused, the hearing has to be given keeping in context the background of the accused in all the senses, that is, the background should be befitting to the award of death sentence, notwithstanding the fact that the facts of the case are also to be such which are to be seen that they are the rarest of rare category. Now, I would like to give more clarity by stating that don't read the facts of the case keeping in mind that these facts are rarest of rare cases and therefore he should have been necessarily given death sentence. We are not concentrating on the fact whether the facts are rarest of rare category, but whether the award of death sentence has been awarded in consonance with Section 235, Subsection 2. I hope it is clear. Even if you have any doubts, you can always come back to me. Now, for your purposes, relevant paragraphs, which are must-read paragraphs for your purposes, are paragraph 25, paragraph 26, 27, and then from paragraph 28 to 30, there are so many referred cases which you can read for the purposes of writing your answer. But the last paragraph, paragraph 33, is very important as to why in this particular case, in paragraph 34, it has been mentioned in such circumstances. Now, what are those circumstances are given to you in paragraph 33. In such circumstances, we are inclined to set aside the death sentence awarded by High Court and remit the matter to the High Court to follow 235 subsection 2. So basically, the case of Ajay Pandit is seeking observance with the procedure laid down under Section 235 subsection 2. Thank you all.